We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast. I'm Voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside his longtime color analyst, Stan Weber. We're previewing the 2020 Kansas State football team, position by position. And today, it's the linebackers. Our program is presented by Kansas Land Tire. We speak tires, oil changes, and hundreds of Are We There Yets? Find a location near you at thetirestore.com. Well, as Stan joins us now, Stan, this is, should be a really a position of strength for the Wildcats. Daquan Patton, one of the few guys that will not be back. Let's talk about that group of guys that are back, though. It's a good-looking group led by Justin Hughes, who missed all of last year. He'll certainly be a leader for this team, I think, going forward.
You said it well, Wyatt. He was a very good leader for K-State last year, even though he wasn't on the field. Chris Kleiman loved what he brought, and he really did a nice job of pushing the defense, but it makes a big difference if you can step out on the field and make tackles. So we're welcoming Justin Hughes back into the lineup, but he's going to step in with a group that is veteran now and led by Elijah Sullivan. He had more tackles than any Wildcat last year with 65, started every game, and I thought he really picked up his play. He'll be a leader for this team this year. And then there'll be some guys who had times last year where they were on the field, got to make some plays, and now will be counted on even more. I think about a guy like Cody Fletcher, who was injured early in the year, didn't get a chance to play till the latter part. But boy, he was running around on the field, making tackles, and really showing you what he can do. Another year of eligibility and a chance to get on the field, hopefully for the whole season, will help him out. I thought Daniel Green did a nice job working in with the Wildcat linebackers. Nick Allen was a player that was a special teams player, did a very nice job, good body. The type of player who can run and make plays for you. He'll be in the mix at the linebacker position. And then you mentioned as a defensive end earlier in one of our earlier podcasts about Khalid Duke and what he can bring. Man, he was exciting, and he has big-time potential. I don't know if we need to consider him a defensive end, a linebacker. He's kind of a do-it-all type of guy, a make-play type of guy for K-State. Those guys should be exciting. Levi Archer's been a redshirt for K-State. He could be a part of the mix as well. But really looking forward to seeing a full year of Cody Fletcher and hopefully a healthy Justin Hughes.
Well, let's talk a little bit more in depth about this linebacker position from this standpoint. And, I mean, this is a big deal. K-State lost a very, very fine defensive coordinator in Scotty Hazleton, who also happened to coach this linebacking crew. So Steve Stannard is in, and I know you've studied this guy. He has some history with Chris Kleiman. I'm anxious to see how this plays out in 2020.
Well, I think the history with Coach Kleiman is the big thing because K-State's coaching staff really had a nice working relationship last year and a lot of things going forward with it. And so basically the coaching staff is back except for the linebacker change. And then you think about, okay, what do you have here? How's that all going to mix in? And then you just chuckle and go, wait a second, all the history with Coach Kleiman, and you just go, that's just going to be pretty easy. And that's what it's been so far. Unfortunately, he hasn't had a chance to get the hands-on type of coaching on the field that you'd hope that he'd get in spring ball. But with a Zoom conferencing available, Wyatt, and with the connectivity that these coaches are really trying to get, reaching out to the players the way they are, they're all getting to know each other. But I'm sure he more than anybody else is probably excited about putting a purple shirt on, grabbing a whistle, and getting out there and coaching some football with the guys.
Yeah, well said. And I think, again, we go back and repeat ourselves here a little bit, but the fact that he has such a good relationship with Coach Klieman, you almost think that it'll be pretty seamless, or at least that's what you hope for sure.
Yeah, I would expect it to be, and it's a good group of guys. I mean, number one, you look around the coaching staff from A to Z, Wyatt, so impressed with how they work together and have a team attitude. Not surprising when you see Chris Klieman and how he sets things up. This is just an image that you'd expect to have of a coaching staff when you know Chris Klieman and how collaborative he is, how he works with people, respects them, and wants to have a team moving forward to have success. So that's really set up well with the coaching staff. And so you got a great atmosphere for a new coach to step into. But when the new coach already knows a lot about what Chris Klieman wants, who's a defensive guru type of guy anyway. I mean, we think of Chris Klieman as the head coach at K-State and a longtime successful national championship level coach with North Dakota State. Don't forget that he's a defensive mastermind as well. So it's going to be really easy to integrate. I would be the most surprised guy in the world, Wyatt, if your words were not true. Seamless is a very good word to use about integrating, you know, the small change we have with the coaching staff.
We are previewing the Wildcat linebackers for this fall on today's podcast presented by Kansas Land Tire. Let's go back to Justin Hughes. It's a familiar name around Kansas State football, Stan, and yet a lot of people really haven't seen much of this guy. You've studied him. You know what he's all about. What will he bring to the forefront for K-State Wildcat fans?
Well, first of all, the identification capabilities and the motivation. You know, Wyatt, right now teams go so fast. They don't huddle up as much. You don't get to get shoulder to shoulder with your fellow players on the field as defensive players nowadays. And you lose a little bit because of it, because you're just spread all over the field. And you kind of have your own little island and you play out there. And when a team drives the ball down the field and gets toward the red zone, you know, you suddenly just feel like you're all alone out there. But you're not. You got to work together. And you need some connectivity, some glue. You think about, Wyatt, as we have watched modern football and now times pass a little bit, but think about a Peyton Manning out there dictating, you know, communicating with everyone. Even if they're in a no huddle, he's telling all kinds of things to the players. Well, Justin Hughes is like that. He's got a big voice. He's very aggressive in communicating with everyone. And he also has a great ability to identify. He understands football well. So just a little more communication here and there about what you can expect, what we need to watch out for, what set they're in, check into a coverage, getting communication correctly from the coaches out to the field, and then encouragement. Why, this is an offensive football game that we see nowadays. Teams move up and down the field, and at some point the defense has got to bow their back up, say, this isn't going to happen. You're not going to score a touchdown. We're going to hold you to a field goal. And sometimes it's just flat-out encouragement. And I've seen Justin Hughes do that at practice. Even when he was sitting on the sideline, the offense moved into the red zone, and all of a sudden I heard his voice coming from the stands. Mm-hmm. I go, what is going on? And it was Justin Hughes backing his boys, saying, they're not scoring now, guys. Stop them right here. Let's see a big play. Come on, Joe. You can make it. It's your time. You know, we need a pickoff. Someone knock down a pass. Those kind of things, that encouragement, is so needed, and it's not easy to do, because in the past, like I said, you used to be able to huddle up and people could look each other in the eyes and gain confidence. But now you got to do it naturally. It's got to be someone who speaks up, just has a natural ability to yell out to the other guys and say, let's go right now. I know they've driven the ball 50 yards on us, but they're not going to drive the ball this last 15 yards. That kind of old-fashioned encouragement is very helpful. Those are the things Justin Hughes can bring without a doubt. Now, there's something you have to take into account, Wyatt, is you must understand that coming back from injury is not easy for anybody. So we as fans and observers can't get too critical of saying, oh, you've got to play like this or that. We need to allow Justin Hughes time to ease back in and get on the field, because you can do plenty of reps and run treadmills and have the training staff work well with you. But getting the pads on, Wyatt, getting out there and getting the feel of the game is really another step. And with no ability to have spring ball, it's going to take Justin Hughes a little while to get integrated into full football shape, and we need to be patient with that.
All right, I want to go back to Elijah Sullivan. You mentioned that he led the team in tackles. He was a very productive player. How surprised were you by that, one? And two, what can he be, how much better can he be moving forward now? I mean, we're talking about a guy who's played in 40 career games, so this is a very veteran kid.
Yeah, he's done a nice job, Wyatt, and I expected him to be solid, but he really surpassed that development stage. He really turned a third-year sophomore season into a fourth-year junior season that you really can be proud of. He wasn't out of position very much at all. He was physical. He was running to the football and staying healthy. All those things are just not things to be taken for granted. Now, what do you do to top that off when you're a senior and a fifth year? I think, identifying a little bit better, reading blocking concepts in the running game, getting better to your drops, understanding blitz angles and how to get off blocks, hand placement and those type of things. We're really talking about calculus stuff now. He knows how to play. You mentioned how long he's been involved as a player. Last year, he solidified himself as a legitimate linebacker in the Big 12. But sometimes little things like when you come on a blitz, Wyatt, how can you disguise it a little bit more so they can't tell that you're coming? And when they do recognize it, how do you get a hand placement on a guard so that he doesn't slow you down quite as much? I mean, this is a game of inches, milliseconds. And if you can slide past just a little bit faster, you sack the quarterback rather than watch him throw a pass for a completion. Those are the kind of things he's got to work on. And all linebackers nowadays, I think, when they continue their development, Wyatt, need to do a very good job of keeping their shoulders square and being able to hit a running back and not letting him fall forward. It's not a problem. I'm not calling out Elijah Sullivan at all. I'm just saying in today's modern football, so much about the pass and fast pace, we're seeing a lot of tackling where we tackle players and yank them down and they gain two more yards. The thing that all linebackers can work on, and the more experience they get, is staying square. And when you hit that guy, stopping him at that point and then letting the other guys come help you push him back, you make a difference of about a half a yard or a yard every play and every tackle. Man, you make a big difference between winning and losing.
I'm so excited for this upcoming season, no doubt, and part of that is with this linebacking core, it could be a real strength for the Wildcats moving forward. That's going to wrap up our program. When we talk to you next week, we'll feature the secondary. Our podcast today presented by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.